Ryan Morrison, Director, Emergency Management, Operational Services, Mountain View County.
Ryan joins us from Mountain View County today on Community Hotline, and we are in the midst of Emergency Preparedness Week. So for Mountain View County, Ryan, what kinds of things are you guys focusing on this year?
So our main focus for Emergency Preparedness Week is trying to get the public to follow our social media accounts. We do have a whole bunch of good links to some information that we put on there that the province prepares that they would like us to portray across everyone in Alberta here. So there's some information about how to be prepared, knowing your risks, getting a plan, building a kit, making community connections. Those are kind of the general messages that we're trying to push to the public during Emergency Preparedness Week.
In terms of Mountain View County itself, obviously as we get into spring, wildfires are one of the things that are happening around the province, and the county does have a fire restriction in place here this year. So what kind of conditions are we dealing with around the county at the moment, Ryan, and what can people do to make sure that they are prepared in case of an emergency?
Right now in the county, we do have a fire restriction in place, and fire restrictions are posted on our county website and on albertafirebans.ca. Within those restrictions, you'll see different things that you're allowed to do and not allowed to do. What we can say is please follow the fire restrictions when they're in place. Our local fire departments ask for these restrictions to be put in place to keep the public safe. And if you are out and about and you have a fire, make sure that it's fully extinguished before you leave it unattended.
For sure. When people are in a county like Mountain View, which is a rural county, and you've got many people have their properties backing right up to a forest or that type of thing, especially out in the west country side of things, for people to set up an emergency plan and to try and fire smart their property, what are some of the kind of things that you want people to do in those situations?
So for people who live in rural Mountain View County and they want to try and fire smart their property, we'd ask that you remove fuels from close to the house, within about 200 meters of the house, if possible. Things like stacks of firewood, dry leaves, other things that may start on fire during a wildfire. Clean your gutters, clean your eaves, and just keep your yard generally tidy. Cut your grass, and that'll all help reduce the risk for wildfire in and about your property.
Many people are aware of the different emergencies that we can see, from a flood to wildfire, when people and their families look at having an evacuation plan and practicing those types of things, how do you encourage people to do that and be ready in the case of needing to, be self-sufficient for a time period that could be, 72 hours or thereabouts?
So gathering the appropriate supplies for your emergency management kit doesn't have to be super, super hard, super difficult. There are all kinds of different lists that are available through the Red Cross and through alberta.ca that can help you put those things together. I think the big one for especially people in rural Alberta to remember is, keep your cell phone charged, keep your car full of gas, have a plan of where you're going to go, whether it be a relative's house in another community or where exactly you would drive to and who would you be reaching out to for help during an emergency. As far as your route, the route always definitely depends on where the threat is and where the emergency is. So understanding every which way from your house, and also keeping in contact with your neighbors, because maybe your neighbors might need some help, or maybe they might need to help you during an emergency.